Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maxie joins me for sports this morning here on WCCO. A lot of sports going on. What's the status here? Because I haven't been able to keep up with all of this, Maxie. But tell me a little bit about the high school sports that are happening. Are things still coming together? I know that you are still working on your wrap-ups here for Friday and such. Yeah. Where are we right now with high school football?
Well, first of all, today, if you want to have some fun, although I don't think you can, I don't know if you're allowed to go, it's limited to how many people can attend. I don't think there'll be a problem today. But there's a ton of soccer games this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Section soccer. They're not going to have a state tournament, but they have section soccer. So this is the highest level that they can play at this year. And, I mean, have fun, guys and girls, because it's going to be a little brutal out there today, but there's a whole bunch of section soccer games played at 5 o'clock today. Football is on. I was at Harding High School yesterday, had their coach on tonight. They won their first game in 4 years, last week, but we went out there to do a story on that, and it turned out they practiced outside yesterday, John. In 6 inches of snow. It was so much fun. The kids were having a ball. As a kid, one of the things, if you play high school football, because you've seen it on TV enough times, you always think, God, it'd be cool to play a game in the snow if you live in Minnesota anyway. And generally speaking, the odds of that ever happening are almost none, because usually by the time you're eliminated, it hasn't even started, the snow hasn't really started falling yet. But we got this early blizzard yesterday. And they were out there, they were shoveling a little bit, but they were just having a ball out there. But high school football goes on, as is. There have been games canceled throughout when they have positive tests for one side or the other. That's been pretty much at a minimum. There have been some good games that have been canceled. And then the other thing is, John, what they found is it's almost like a portal. So if the team that you're playing says we can't play because we tested positive, you in this day and age, electronically, you can almost immediately throw yourself out there and say, anybody else need a game on Friday night? And if it matches up, you play the game. Lakeville North's done that twice already this year. They played teams like that at the end. And so this is becoming kind of a sophisticated but think on your feet kind of thing, so that there are the number of games that are lost are minimized. And pretty much, I would call this quite a success, the high school football season in Minnesota so far and what they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, it's interesting. You tell me about this idea of anybody looking for a game, and I remember being surprised the first time I saw that commentary come across. It's like, yeah, we lost our opponent, so if you've lost yours, let's get together. That was a very, a surprising take on a good way to address this and a good way to handle this.
Yeah, and the funny part about it is in football, so much of your week is spent, you look at the other team's film and you break it down and you figure out their strengths and weaknesses and you go over the scouting report ad nauseum. And more than a few times this year that's been lost, it's like, whoa, it's Thursday, we found out we don't have a game, we can play one on Saturday, we don't know anything about what this team's doing scheme-wise, just go play. So they've, a lot of what is football, the tradition has been set, because everybody loves to scout and see if they can figure out, how to get the advantage and all that stuff. But everybody is so grateful and thankful that they're playing again and they're getting a season that no one's complaining about any of that.
Yeah. Hey, we got to mention this before we run off the clock here, but Gopher football coming up on Saturday night against Michigan. And it looks as though Michigan should be able to play, even though they have some restrictions for many of the people who are not players in that situation.
I'm sure that's been accounted for as they, you know, they may want everybody in place, but if you can play football and make this school a lot of money, well, then you can fly. But that's one of the obstacles that they've had in college sports is, you know, it's in the NFL, you can make one rule. Major League Baseball, they make one rule. But in college, you're also governed by the state that you're in. And so there are some things there. But I think, again, we've moved along and we're sophisticated enough about this that we recognize that. And you see the nuances of it. And the governments are able to react to that and allow teams like in the Big Ten to play a football game. So, it'll be all teams on starting on Friday night. The Big Ten season kicks off. And it's been solely missed on not just that, but the MIAC, the NSIC, all the things that go with a Saturday that we haven't had this fall. And it won't be the same, just like the Twins games, just like the Vikings games. It's not the same. Don't kid yourself. It doesn't have the same grandeur. There's a different set of circumstances. When there's no fans at a college game, it's completely different. But it's better than not having football.
We will hear you this evening, of course, Sports to the Max on WCCO. And I know you're back with Dave Lee. Dave will be back tomorrow. You guys will be on at 7:40 and at 8:40. Thanks for the visit this morning, Maxie. I appreciate it.
Oh, always good to visit with you, my friend. Always good to hear your voice. Appreciate you very much.
You made my morning. Thanks, friend. It is 8:47 here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.